Welcome to Introductions, a show that features the Chicago area's finest pre-college musicians. I'm Robbie Ellis. Since the very beginning of this program on WFMT, Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras has been one of our partners. Their flagship group does concerts twice a year in Orchestra Hall in downtown Chicago, and Introductions will usually play something from every single one. But it's been a while. On November the 14th last year, the CYSO Symphony Orchestra braved the pandemic and performed live for the first time in 2 years, and boy did they have a lot of catching up to do. Every year, the various CYSO orchestras hold concerto competitions for their members. The first prize is to perform a movement or two, as soloist, with your orchestra. Right now you're listening to violinist Bianca Subunkin. She won the 2020 competition as a 14-year-old. She was supposed to perform solo that year. That was delayed for obvious reasons. But the now 16-year-old got her chance in CYSO's autumn concert. We'll hear her take on Paganini later in the hour. First though, the 2021 winner.
Hello, I'm Louis Ozenfant. I just turned 17 years old and I play the clarinet. I won the 2021 CYSO Symphony Orchestra Concerto Competition. I joined CYSO in sixth grade, starting with debut orchestra. And so ever since then, I've worked my way up to the flagship orchestra, Symphony Orchestra, where I am now.
Louis Ozenfant was on Introductions about a year ago as both a clarinetist and a pianist. You're hearing some of his Stravinsky from that recital. A key choice for any concerto competition winner is which concerto to play.
The reason why I chose Mozart is because it's a great vehicle to express your emotions as an artist and also make real connections with the audience. So the second movement, which I played, has a very lyrical, tender melody, and reminds me of the movie Out of Africa. And so whenever I think of that, my mind immediately goes to another world. And I hope that when you listen to it, you also transcend to another place. And the third movement has a really jolly, festive, energetic rhythm. And it's a rare bit of virtuosity in Mozart.
Louis plays in the CYSO Symphony Orchestra, but that's not the orchestra you're about to hear.
So I got to play the Mozart Concerto with CHOR, which stands for Chamber Orchestra Repertory Ensemble. It's a very small orchestra. In symphony orchestra, you usually have people doubling on parts. So maybe two people will play, say, clarinet one, two people play clarinet two. But in symphony orchestra, CHOR, it's all individual people playing their own parts, so it's more responsibility.
Here he is, clarinet soloist Louis Ozenfant with the middle slow movement and the rondo finale from Mozart's Clarinet Concerto. He's joined by CYSO CHOR, the Classical Orchestral Repertory Ensemble, and the conductor is Alan Tinkham. This is Introductions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The winner of the 2021 Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra's Top Concerto Competition, clarinetist Louis Ozenfant. He was joined by CORE, CYSO's Classical Orchestral Repertory Ensemble, to play two movements from Mozart's Clarinet Concerto in A Major. The conductor was Alan Tinkham. Louis Ozenfant has appeared on Introductions previously. He and his brother Henry gave a recital in February 2021. You can find a link to that on our website and listen back, wfmt.com/introductions. You know what else you can find a link to there? Our audition form. I really want to get the word out. There's kind of no deadline, but there kind of is a deadline. If you are currently a high school senior, you have to apply by February the 1st to be considered for solo recitals. That's February the 1st for high school seniors. If you're a junior or younger, you can chill. All the details are at wfmt.com/introductions. Coming up next, another CYSO concerto competition winner, violinist Bianca Subankin, plays Paganini. You're listening to Classical WFMT.
Hello, my name is Bianca Subankin. I am 16 years old and I play the violin.
And I'm Robbie Ellis, host of Introductions on WFMT Chicago. Bianca Subankin is a sophomore at Northside College Prep, just round the corner from WFMT studios. This is her first appearance on WFMT, though not her first on radio. NPR's show From the Top has had her on. Bianca is also a longtime member of Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras.
I first joined CYSO when I was 9 years old in Prep Orchestra. And I think it's very inspiring for me to be in CYSO. I'm very lucky to work with many wonderful musicians, and I think it's a second family for me. I won the 2020 Symphony Orchestra Concerto Competition. I'm very grateful to have been able to play my concerto 2 years later. I chose to play the third movement of Paganini Violin Concerto No. 1 because I love the singing style of Italian composers, and I think Paganini is a very operatic composer. And along with incorporating that element in this movement, he also incorporates very goofy, playful, and a little risky elements, considering he almost lost his violin in a gambling session before.
Violinist Bianca Subunkin dishing out the goss on Niccolo Paganini's life choices. Bianca plays the finale from his Violin Concerto No. 1 with an orchestra of her peers, the CYSO Symphony Orchestra, conducted by music director Alan Tinkham on Introductions.
Thank you.
the finale from Niccolo Paganini's Violin Concerto No. 1 in D major. The soloist was 16-year-old Bianca Subankin, joined by her own orchestra, the flagship group from Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras, with their music director Alan Tinkham. This was her winner's performance for taking out the CYSO Symphony Orchestra Concerto competition in 2020. A little late, but better late than never. Bianca has been offered the chance to give a solo recital on Introductions here on WFMT, so keep your ears peeled for that. If you want to appear on Introductions, we have an online audition form. Fill in a few details and I will give your application all due consideration. And a reminder, if you're a high school senior, your deadline is February the 1st. Go on the web, wfmt.com/introductions. Next week on the show, more from Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra's Fall 2021 concert, the complete Symphony No. 4 of Tchaikovsky. I was there in the hall and I can tell you they really played out of their skins on that one. That's coming 1 week from today, Saturday, January 22nd at 11 a.m. Today's music was recorded at Symphony Center in downtown Chicago by audio engineer Erica Runas, and thanks to Andrea Kennard from CYSO for her help with today's episode. Introductions is produced and presented by me, Robbie Ellis. Catch you every Saturday for more great young Chicago and Chicago-adjacent musicians, right here on Classical WFMT.